lots to talk about today as Donald Trump's election continues to reverberate and people wondering what comes next. Top of the list is the future of the Affordable Care Act, also known as Obamacare. And for more on that, Dylan Scott joins us. He's Washington correspondent for our partners at STAT, the National Health and Medicine Publication. Hi, Dylan.
Howdy. Thanks for having me.
So what happens to Obamacare? Now Trump has promised to repeal and replace it.
Yeah, Republicans have been campaigning for 6 years on repealing and replacing Obamacare, and now they're going to have the opportunity to make a run at it, and I think there's every reason to think that they will. They're already talking about it this morning. The tricky thing will be, it's easy to say you're going to repeal this law. The hard part is actually doing it. 20 million people have gained health coverage under it. There are a lot of popular provisions, like letting kids stay on their parents' health insurance until they're 26 years old. And so we don't yet have a great picture of how the Republicans will actually go about replacing in that repeal and replace equation.
Well, before you even get to the replacing part, one of the things Republicans have said is, well, we'll keep the things that people like. We'll keep the thing where you can stay on your parents' insurance until a certain age. We'll keep the ban on bumping people from their insurance for pre-existing conditions. Is it possible to repeal Obamacare and keep those things in place?
It might be. The tricky thing will be they're going to have to use some very archaic Senate procedures to get this thing passed. There's been reporting in the last year that shows they've started gaming out how to do that. But it's a very complicated process. It's going to be, you know, we're not going to know probably until early next year exactly what form that replace plan is going to take. I would think it will try to incorporate some of those provisions, as you say, that people like and that are popular and that Republicans have admitted are popular. But we're really in the dark in a lot of ways about exactly what form this Republican plan is going to take.
And of course, ironically, this plan was a Republican plan. It came from the Heritage Foundation and it copied the plan that Mitt Romney, when he was governor in Massachusetts, put forth in that state in order to get more people covered and to fix the healthcare system there. What might replace Obamacare?
That's a great question. Republicans have talked a lot about, well, we can get rid of the exchanges, we can block grant Medicaid, and if we let insurers sell their plans across state lines, if we shore up these high-risk pools for sick people that will allow them to get some sort of health coverage, that'll mitigate all these millions of people who are going to lose their health insurance if Obamacare is repealed. Now that theory is going to be put to the test.
What happens to the 20 million people who have gotten coverage under the Affordable Care Act?
That remains to be seen. Republicans often have talked a lot recently about changing the tax code to make it easier for people to write off their health insurance and, in theory, make it more affordable. I think they would argue that's one way to make sure that the people who are currently buying insurance on the marketplaces are able to keep coverage. Again, these are scenarios that we've been talking about a lot recently in the last couple of years, but I don't know that we've really gamed out exactly what the fallout is going to be if those plans get implemented.
And just very briefly, do you believe that drug companies and insurance companies are going to be in favor of repealing and replacing?
That's going to be what really interesting to watch. The whole healthcare industry has been invested in the Affordable Care Act for the last 6 years. They might not have liked parts of it, but they did sign up. You know, they got on board with it. And so how they approach this is going to be really interesting.
That's Dylan Scott, a Washington correspondent for STAT. Dylan, thanks.
Thank you.